broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Is that the top? Is that the open?
Yes, that is some, that music is something you've heard for the better part of 20-something years. That is an open, yes. You know what? I could shoot you some bail for the other one, possibly because, you know, we had Glenn Davis for the better part of the summer. And so he would take, his open would take the 8 o'clock hour, and plus it's a different song. But Dick Dale, you've heard for like 20-plus years.
No one knew what the open was. No one knows.
You know this, though. You know the song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's an open.
That's the open. Okay.
One of the opens.
Well, that's our morning open.
That is your 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock open. Opens up the hour. And then the 8 o'clock one, you could be a little shaky on that one. I get it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Not even sure. Dickie Dale. Dickie Dale is what it is. That's the open. So now I know. We got a long segment here.
We do have a long segment.
We got a long segment. So you can go, just 2 minutes, and we got to go to break.
Yeah, you don't have to abruptly stop the show at like 9:05 like you did in the last time.
Thank you.
Del, check your direct message.
I don't like you sending me DMs.
No,
I really don't.
This is a good one.
I don't like when you dive into my DMs.
J.J. Watt goes on the air and breaks balls with Pat McAfee.
Oh, that's not appealing. You're going to send two white guys in my DMs?
Well, this is him saying, basically, he basically calls me out, hey, slow news day over there for you guys. And Pat's like, I hear they're firing everybody to pay you. It gets real uncomfortable. JJ's joking around, breaking balls, and you can see McAfee, like, really wants no part of it. Did you see what JJ did in New York? You can say whatever you want about J.J. Watt. This dude is just different. I mean, he just is, no matter what you want to say. He was in New York for whatever, and this guy put a message. He said, I was in New York, and I was sitting next to J.J. Watt, and I'm such a little baby.
At a restaurant, I wouldn't take
And I wouldn't even say hi to him. He's my favorite player of all time, and I couldn't work up the courage to say hi to him. And, you know, some people won't do that because they don't want to bother. And the athletes appreciate that. But he just said that he tagged J.J. Watt. And J.J. said, where are you now? And he said where he was. He goes, all right, hold on. I'll be over there in a second. And J.J. Watt came over there and bought him a beer and took a picture with him and all that. Like, that's just different. You can say whatever you want about J.J. I've heard all the stuff. People want to say he's a fraud. He does so much of this stuff that it goes beyond thinking he's just doing this for clicks or to raise his Q rating. Yeah. JJ does this kind of stuff. I told the story about how we've got friends who have a son who has Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and it's a fatal disease. It only strikes boys. It happens when you're young, and Sam is now in a wheelchair, and it's, you know, he's doing well, but it is. So my wife, when she runs marathons, that's what she raises money for. And I reached out to, I can't remember if it was Amy or Kevin Cooper, who the media relations director was. I reached out and said, hey, is there any chance I could, you know, JJ, he wanted to see, like, his dream would be for JJ to come to his birthday party or something. I said, let me check. And I reached out and they said, well, JJ can't do that, but he can, he does want to host Sam at camp, at practice. He wants to see Sam at practice. And this is when Sam was still running around. You know, he was younger. This is several years ago. And I went out there with the mom and dad, with Nick and Emily. And Sam was out there, and we watched the practice. It was a hot day. And JJ was busting ass like he always does. It was a hot August day. I mean, we know how those are. It's in camp. And JJ was doing extra work at the end. He was one of the last guys on the field. And we were just kind of waiting there to say hi, maybe get an autograph. You know, I say we. I was just with the family. And he came over after all his work, stooped down, and just had a long conversation with Sam, was talking, got a football, was throwing passes to Sam, was doing – like he spent the next, I don't know, 10 to 12 minutes out there in the sun after he had had a full practice, after he had done extra work after. And we got pictures. It meant so much to the family, meant so much to the kid. And it just is an example of who the guy is. Like, you have a chance if you're an athlete. If you really, if you're anyone who's famous, you have opportunities, and you can't do it all the time. And so sometimes you're going to make people upset. But if you have a chance to do some things like that here, it means so much to people if you're able to do that. Jose Lima loved signing autographs for people. He didn't like those weasels who kept trying to get balls signed multiple times so that they could sell them. He would sign autographs left and right. He loved doing that kind of stuff. And he loved, you know, he loved kind of being a star. But J.J. Watt has the burden of superstardom. And, John, you know how it is.
The Barry boys, the twins who lost their parents in a car accident. Yep. They were both in wheelchairs, and J.J. befriended them. And it's, you know, I mean, what a story.
There's so many stories like this about J.J. Watt.
It's real. It's real.
It's a real.
I mean, he's been accused of, you know, loving the camera and all of that stuff. And but you know what? It is genuine what a good guy he is.
He sent all of us in the media a J.J. Watt jersey autograph and a personalized message. And thanks
what did yours say?
Mine said, oh, thanks for all your hard work. It's really appreciated. I don't think I think he probably knew me, probably didn't like me, most players.
He said to me, thanks for being a great guy.
Great, really great guy.
You're a great guy.
I'm a great guy.
Where's Stafford? He's a great guy. Stafford's a great guy, and he wants to get on Dell's
Ass,
so let's get him in here.
Yeah, let's get Stafford.
Let's get Stafford in here. Hey, Stafford.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Good morning, man. I called because, man, Dale's been a hater this morning, man. Like,
he's always a hater.
It took me all summer to get back on board and believe in the offense, and Dale over here with all this negativity. Worry about the Dolphins.
They suck.
Yeah, worry about your team.
Would you stay
on that side.
Would you like to have Dolphin segments on this show?
Stay on that side.
You want to talk about Malik Willis?
You're bringing your negativity of the Dolphins over here.
No one can name three Dolphins.
Jordan Brooks just got a giant extension.
That's your fault.
Eric Brewer all got extensions.
Where about the Heat? Y'all don't have no shooting on the Heat.
Stafford, did you see what the Heat tried to do yesterday?
Your team's all suck.
Stafford, did you see what happened with the Heat? Dell, why don't you tell him what your squad tried to pull yesterday?
I don't think he actually wants to hear that.
Tell him.
Tell him what?
Tell him what the Heat did yesterday. Do you know?
What did they do?
The Heat accidentally dropped some in their official YouTube, a time for a LeBron press conference or something.
Okay.
They put that out there, and they're like, no, that was an accident or something to that regard.
Yeah.
They're trying to stir the pot.
Stafford, you're right.
He's a warrior.
I know
Stafford. Worry about your teams now.
I know Stafford's not accusing my team of having no shooting. Have you seen the Rockets?
See, he's hating again, Stafford.
Again. Have you seen
hating
the Rockets,
again.
Stafford?
Back at it.
No shooting.
He's desperate. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
The Heat blow.
Yeah.
You got the Dolphins. You got the Marlins. They suck.
John,
all
when's
your
the last time the Rockets
swept out
since
of
we're doing this, when's the last time the Rockets won a playoff series, John? And Stafford, when's the last time they won a playoff series?
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, it's not so fun now, is it?
Hello. Wait a minute.
James Harden was here.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
Those were great times.
Mm. The bubble.
Oh, man. When the last time Miami won anything in the postseason?
They went to the finals in 23. Are we done? Conversation.
Yeah,
we done.
Fine.
All right. Thank you. I didn't want to do this. I'm not a Marlins fan. That John just made that up.
Pick and choose.
No, John made that up. So I don't root for every team in Miami. It's fine. I'm just concerned with the offensive line, Stafford. That's all. I like the defense. Of course, everyone does.
Oh, Warren Sharp says they suck. So you're going to jump on that?
He did say they suck.
I know, but he doesn't know football.
All right, like Stafford. You said you had a question.
We do call him safety, even though he plays the third safety role in the slot. The best safety the Texans have ever had. You had Manning played. They brought him over. He was a safety.
Daniil
Manning, yeah. He was pretty good.
He was pretty the best
but,
safety.
I mean, he was okay. I mean, he was pretty good. Who was the best safety the Texans ever had?
Jalen Petrie.
Yeah, they've got him listed as a corner, but that's fine.
Well, he was a safety.
Well, what does he play now? He plays the third safety role. He's a big nickel. That's third safety. They start three safeties. We just have to get away from the idea that there are slot corners and there are big nickels. And he's a big nickel, which is a safety. So he's a safety. He just doesn't play on the back end.
Big nickels. You got to watch when you say that.
Not really. Big dimes, big nickels, big quarters. It's easy. Big dollars.
It's
big dog.
Well, maybe Blankenship's their best safety ever.
He's not better than Bullock.
We'll see. Yep. No, I like Kellen Bullock. Ball hawk.
Okay, here are the best safeties, and according to AI, here are the best safeties in Texans history. Danielle Manning, in no particular order. Well, there is an order for me. Bernard Pollard, that's wrong. AI is wrong. This is why we don't have to worry about AI yet. They've got Bernard Pollard in there. And Justin Reed. Justin Reed was legitimately a good safety.
Justin
he was a good safety. It'd be Justin Reed and Jalen Petrie would be your answer.
Yeah.
Because it also goes on to say Pro Bowler Kalen Bullock and versatile defensive back Jalen Petrie have rapidly cemented themselves among the best in the secondary.
Stevens?
No, he didn't even make
it. Do you remember him playing, John?
Oh, Glover Quinn wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Glover was okay.
Yeah, he was good.
But that should not be a good thing they got rid of him.
But that should not be an organization's best safety. You know what I mean? Like, who's your best safety ever? Oh, you ever heard of Glover Quinn, fourth rounder out of New Mexico? Oh, the guy who played with the Lions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was an all pro. He was
a Texan.
For the Lions.
Yeah. Andre Hall. They mentioned Andre Hall. That's interesting. A fan favorite, an inspirational leader. Oh, who overcame cancer? I don't remember that. To intercept 9 passes during his career, helping the Texans defense remain a top unit from 2014 to 2018.
I don't even remember he was on a team.
Yeah, well,
overcame cancer?
That's where the Texans...
That's a great story.
It is a great story. You should have covered it.
Wish I knew about it.
Yeah, this is a good example of the Texans being in business for 24 years. And here's your top safeties. Bernard Pollard, Justin Reed, Danielle Manning, Glover Quinn, Andre Howell. Really, Bullock and you have to put Bullock and Petrie in the top 5. There's no other way around it.
Yep. Let's get Brady in here. He wants to get in Dell's kitchen, too.
Yeah,
what's
good.
Up, Brady?
Hey, what's wrong with Dell? I just want to know why y'all have a guy that's so negative, doesn't like the rock, and he should pay y'all to speak because everything that comes out is trash.
That's very good points. Good points.
I don't know, but why would I pay
anybody
you?
Else want to get on Dell? 713-780-3776.
And by the way, I didn't trash the Rockets until a team I root for but don't bring up was trash. That's just trash talk and response.
How much did that just cost you saying
so
all those words?
Trash, that's what you are.
How much did that just cost you saying all those words?
Ah, it's probably an aqueduct.
Do we bill you?
It's probably an aqueduct spot.
Do we bill you? Yeah. You have to do
we
an aqueduct
bill you
spot?
For your trash takes?
I got to do a free aqueduct spot in my show
you're
to make
so
up
negative.
For it.
Yep.
John and I
are generally positive about the Astros.
Yep.
Yeah, because you have been very positive about the Astros this week.
All year.
Yeah, you're nothing but positive.
No, I'm positive that if they trade some of their best players, they could restock their system.
Mm.
Wow.
I'm positive of that.
Wow. Coming off a win, you
don't
say
know
stuff
that I
like
want
that.
This
Two
GM,
wins.
Don't know that I want this GM doing it, but I'm positive that they could get better.
Brady should have stayed on, and we could ask why you're so positive about the Rockets. What have they shown that has you positive about the Rockets?
What are you negative about? You're negative about all sports.
You're
he just
negative
told you.
About everything.
He didn't say Rockets. He said you're just a little ball of hate.
No, he said Rockets.
He did?
Yes.
That's two straight
Why
callers
Why would you
who
be negative about
negative.
The Rockets? Oh, make the playoffs every year. Two seed, five seed. They're the best.
How'd you feel after each series that they participated in as
those
seeds?
What about the regular season?
That's fine.
Where they won 52 games.
How did you feel after they were two seed once a postseason ended for them? How'd you feel about that two seed?
I felt like we're building.
And then how did you feel the next season when you were...
Building.
When you...
Oh, we had injuries. That's how I felt. Kevin Durant didn't even play in a series. Was Fred VanVleet there? No.
He wasn't.
Was Steven Adams there? No.
But I asked you how you felt.
Probably would have won it all.
How you felt.
I felt hurt.
Disappointed even, maybe.
Well,
a little down on
injuries.
The team. Yeah,
no,
that's all.
I realize the injuries.
So how do you feel going into this season?
Well, great.
All right. Yeah. Lance, how do you feel?
Fred VanVleet is here.
I feel
probably
that the Houston Rockets are on their way to a potential 50-win season.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's they'll good. Win 50 games.
Yeah.
They'll win 50 games easily.
They won 52 the last 2 years.
That's right. Not easily, but yes. Yes, they'll win. Yes, they'll be a top five seed again.
That's fine.
Yeah. And then watch them in the
and
playoffs.
And then once you're in the playoffs, all bets are off.
Then watch. Once the playoffs get here, watch this team take off.
Yeah, they're just starting. Well, they're just getting ready to launch. They're just
lately,
getting ready
they've been
to
taking
launch.
Off for vacation.
They don't typically show up well in the playoffs, but this
but
feels
this
like
year.
A different year.
Yeah.
Feels like it's going to be an older team trying it.
More experience.
Well, a positive person would say a team with more playoff experience.
Well, our positive person is back. Grady would like to tell us
More
why
licks?
He's positive about
okay.
the Rockets.
Go ahead,
okay.
Grady.
Grady, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? And good. I'm not speaking to Dale. I just wanted to ask
well,
why
you just
I'm
did.
Not. I am positive about the Rockets. It's because I love the Rockets when they won in the championship, and I know it's been 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah,
but I
30.
Don't give up on something just because of that.
Yep.
I mean, I love the Oilers forever. Now I love the Texans. So I'm not just a guy that gets hit in the mouth and starts crying
and
like
starts
a little
crying.
Baby.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Just oh,
great.
They suck. They suck.
Grady, let me ask you a quick question.
Go ahead, boss.
Are you married? Do you have a wife?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is it your only wife? You've never been divorced, right?
No, sir.
Okay, see? The guy didn't give up. He didn't just quit like you do, Dell.
Like Dell.
Haven't you both been married twice?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I'll quit sometimes.
Yeah.
But not when I'm hitting it out by...
My first marriage was the Dolphins. Okay. Okay, terrible. Well,
mine was the 2013 problem. Texans.
Yeah, yeah.
Won the first two games and lost 14 in a row. Yeah.
And now this one.
So we got Grady over here who's not giving up. He's like, he's staying true to the game.
I haven't given up.
Mm-hmm.
When did I say I gave up on the Rockets?
It sounds like.
You just hate them, that's all.
I don't hate the Rockets.
The season hasn't even started. You're already down on them.
I'm not down on them. Yeah. I feel the same way I felt at the end of the season.
Grady's on hold, but Grady felt like you sound like you were down on them. Why else would he have called?
Well, I don't know how discerning Grady is, but I'm not down on the Rockets. Mm. I
what
feel exactly how I felt once the season ended.
What? What is that?
Not surprised.
Let's break. Thank you, Grady. So thank you, everyone, for getting on Dell. If you want to get on Dell, 713-780-3776. We're all for that, okay?
Praise him.
All right, let's go. 713-780-3776.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Come on in, hang with us, 713-780-3776. If you want to get on Dell, you're more than welcome. We all love that. Whenever someone tells Dell how bad he is, how negative he is,
yep,
all those things. We love that. We love that. So if you want to come on and do that, you'll be our friend.
Yeah, my job is to blindly support no matter what is going down. Right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. You're a sports talk show host.
And
that's exactly what you
and
do.
And that's what you've done over the last 20-something years, blindly support no matter what.
No matter what.
This is a prime example of some people don't get the show. Like, you can listen for as long as they've listened to you guys, of course, the Hall of Famers, and I certainly join later, and still not get the show.
No, right.
That's true.
Well, you are a hater, though. I mean, honestly.
And you guys, depending on the segment, can be extremely positive and then, base some of your opinions in reality.
Well, sometimes we'll be real.
Yeah, and I don't know that everyone discerns when...
They
you
don't.
Are real and when you're not.
No, they don't. People have a hard time discerning tone and facetiousness and jokes. They have a hard time. It's very difficult for people now.
I'm looking at a story. NFL's underrated and overrated. Underrated. Atlanta Falcons.
I think Falcons have a chance to be pretty good this year.
I do, too. Like, I like Kevin good, Stefanski meaning, a lot. Kevin Stefanski is a good coach.
He is. He's been coach of the year twice. He had a mess to work with over there at Cleveland.
Bijan, Kyle Pitts, Drake London.
Yeah, he's got some stuff.
Yeah.
He's got some stuff to work with. It's not a great division. I still think they're well coached in Carolina. And
what about the quarterback situation, though?
Well, Tua, to me, can deliver the ball if he stays healthy. Michael Penix is not ideal. But Tua's going to be the quarterback, and I think Tua's going to be fine if he stays healthy. In Kevin Stefanski's offense, I think Tua will be fine.
Indianapolis Colts underrated.
We'll see.
Well, before he ruptured his Achilles, they were pretty damn good.
They were really good. They were the division leaders.
That's right.
And it really fell apart after that. And then they traded two first-round picks and got a cornerback who immediately got hurt. So maybe they are underrated. You and I and Del looked at all these position groups, and Colts, at least on offense, they're pretty high up there, along with the Texans in a lot of those. So maybe so.
Well, and there seems to be a theme here.
Okay,
the Bengals quarterbacks coming back, or different quarterbacks. Bengals had a 31st-ranked defense. Now they have Dexter Lawrence, Jonathan Allen, Boye Mafe.
They lose the guy that's a great pass rusher.
Yeah.
Although Dexter Lawrence is a run stopper and gets pressures up the middle. So can they play better on the back end? They got to be able to rush the passer, and they got to be able to play better off the back end. They put a lot of stock in their defensive line. They put a lot of money and a lot of draft picks. They got to start getting some. They got to start getting more sacks.
The Carolina Panthers underrated.
I think that's fair.
I think that's fair too.
Point a while ago,
they were better at the end. Bryce Young was actually better than CJ last year.
Yeah, I think they're well coached. I think they know who they are and they play consistently.
Yep. He threw for 3,023 touchdowns.
That's fine.
Yep.
I dread the second contract I'd have to pay him.
I forgot.
What are you
this.
Paying him? $40 million a year, Bryce Young? $38 million a year.
That's not bad.
I guess.
What about the Saints? Underrated. They went 4-0 in December.
So everybody in the NFC South is underrated, other than the Bucks. You just that's the third team.
Yeah, that is the third team.
They can't all be underrated.
Well, one of them's going to win the division.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They can't all be
unless
underrated.
It's the Bucks.
They can't all be underrated.
Yeah. Well, maybe they can because the division sucks.
I'm gonna say the Saints are overrated.
Maybe they're going to be better.
I'll say Saints overrated.
Overrated?
Prove it again,
yeah,
Tyler Shuck. Prove it again. Let me
Tyler
see you
Shuck
do it again.
Is, yeah.
Let me see you do it again. You added Etienne, but Kamara was a nothing last year. Let's just now you added
Jordan Tyson
to Chris.
Well, Kamara went back.
Yeah, but Kamara did nothing last year. But you did add Tyson to Olave. We'll find out. I have questions about whether or not Shuck maybe goes into the CJ hole for year two. Maybe he takes a step back like we saw CJ.
Yeah, maybe they'll catch up to him. They were 4-0 in December. They were a surprise in December, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Overrated. Dallas Cowboys. Boom! Agree wholeheartedly.
Maybe. I don't think so, but they might be.
Defensively, they're still not going to be.
I think Chiefs overrated.
Chiefs overrated. Bills overrated?
I don't think so, but we'll see.
Well, we'll see with Sean McDermott gone whether or not Joe Brady can actually coach.
I'm open to it. I'm open to it, but I think that's – I don't know. The Steelers aren't rated high. The Ravens might be overrated, but I don't think so. I don't think so. I wonder if people think the Texans are overrated.
I don't see. The Bears, 8-1 possession games last year.
See, I'm going to say either the Lions or Green Bay Packers are overrated. Whoever you want to pick your choice.
The Lions are.
I'm going to go with Lions overrated. I won't say Packers. I'll say Lions overrated. I think the Bears are for real. They got a tougher schedule, but I think the Bears are a better team than the Lions.
Did they win? Are they going to win all those one possession games?
Are they going to be in one possession games or are going to be better?
I think the Patriots are overrated.
They won't have as many wins as last year.
Nope. Nope. This has the Eagles overrated.
I can see that.
We'll see what happens with Mekhi Lemon. We'll see.
See that? Aren't you really talking about what happens with Sean Mannion, the new offense coordinator, and Jalen Hurts?
Yep.
I mean, Mekhi Lemon to me is a nice piece that they added. I'm curious to see how he's a weird dude. They had A.J. Brown. Sometimes you'd rather have weird than diva.
Yeah. Yeah, Sean Mannion, it'll be interesting to see whether or not. They do have Jonathan Greenard now. They did lose N'Kobe Dean and Reed Blankenship, though. Okay. All right. I think the Eagles are going to beat. Look at that division.
You have maybe two overrated in the NFL, and you come up with two underrated. My two overrated would be, I'd say, the Lions, and then I would say the Chiefs. My underrateds would be Falcons, and then would be I don't know. The Bears are like third in their division to win the division. Should I say Bears? That doesn't feel right to say Bears. I think maybe Chargers are underrated based on where I think they're going to end up. I think maybe the Chargers.
They'll have their two tackles back.
Yeah.
New play caller.
Uh-huh.
It's not bad.
No, I think, and they added, didn't they add a wide receiver also?
Was it in the draft or did they sign a guy?
I feel like they
added. What about the Raiders being underrated?
Aren't they signaling they're going to start with Kirk Cousins? Is that part of your math?
But it won't be long.
Yeah, but how many, that means they're bad. And then they put in Mendoza. So how many games do they win overall if they bench Kirk Cousins? Because they're not winning.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that with
him. Is Julian want to get in your kitchen, though?
Yeah, he said he wanted to continue the
hate. Okay, all right. Let's
Good.
Get you.
Roll it downhill on Dell.
Come on, Julian. Bring it.
Man, Dell, thank you for being the voice of reason. Trash-ass Houston sports. Woo!
See? This is ridiculous, and you knew that, Dell.
I have never said trash-ass Houston sports. I said trash-ass Lance. No, he called in and said you wanted to hate on me, and then he flipped it. So
trash-ass Lance is accurate.
See?
Trash-ass Houston sports.
That's unnecessary.
Yeah. That is unnecessary.
As big of a hater as I may be positioned as, I don't say that.
No.
No.
I think our teams are good. I wish the Astros were better.
Get a sports talk show.
Julian, beat it. Okay. Trash ass Houston sports.
Disrespectful 49ers. Oh,
because San Francisco? Because of the 49ers? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys, you're not up and down too much.
Hey, I didn't mention this last week. I didn't bring it up. I'll bring it up now. You see what the Rangers are doing on TV? So the Rangers changed streaming partners with a move from Victory Plus to streaming platform BZZR. Effective immediately for the second half of the season. But the change comes with the features that have fans talking and not everyone is excited about it. So on their broadcasts of the games, you're watching Rangers game. On the right-hand side is a live chat that continues to scroll while you're watching the games. Now, I don't know if you can turn this off or not, but it looks just like a Twitch stream, basically. So you're trying to watch your game.
Isn't that dangerous?
If you're trying to watch your game, they got to have some kind of, you're right. You've got to have something in place to where.
Well, it's got to be delayed, huh?
Yeah, delayed, or people have to use I don't know. They're not going to have an ID check.
I hope our Twitch listeners aren't on there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not as ugly, bad. They're ugly things.
Yeah, but they're not as bad as they used to be, the Twitch. But
isn't that what that is? Can you imagine how annoying? To me, it's crazy. If you want to suppose, anytime they're losing, the negativity that's going to come out.
Oh yeah, And you can just have a couple of just absolute chaos agents on there just going bananas. Yeah. So I would think that's the
fans
worst.
Fans from other teams?
Yeah, this sounds like the worst idea ever. Or you'd probably have to buy their broadcast package to be a fan of another team. So who's going to do that?
Well,
that seems like an absolutely terrible idea. I would never want to watch the Astros with people straight. I don't care about your comments. Now, there are some people who would probably like it. Like younger people would probably like that kind of interaction. But I think a lot of us would say, this sucks. I don't want you taking up any of my screen with streaming comments that are just, you know, just shooting up they're going from the bottom to the top very, very quickly. You can't even hardly read
it. I mean, every play, he sucks. Mm-hmm. It just would be.
People talking about their gambling on there. I got over.
Yeah, right.
No one cares. We were having to watch De Los Santos again. No one cares about what you got.
Wow. That's crazy. That's a horrible, you're right. It's a horrible idea.
And that's what they're doing.
I mean, it was a horrible idea just for this show, let alone people caring about their team. To have all, my daughter had, she's like, your Twitch people are bad. They're horrible people. Yeah, we know that.
When I say it, it's a problem. But when a trained medical professional says it, okay.
Psychologist, a therapist.
Yeah.
We take it to heart. Okay.
You have to, don't you?
Then you have to.
I guess so. But I was there first.
She knows when you have a problem. When those people have a problem.
I think since we're so aligned, I'm a doctor too now. I diagnosed those people before she did.
Dr. Dell?
Yeah.
You could have been a doctor.
Dr. Olaleya.
That's right.
I saw you in that concussion movie.
Tell
the truth. No. And Will Smith played you.
See, you now cross a line. John crossed some lines. Now you have to.
Oh, okay.
You weren't in that movie?
In fact, I wasn't. Wow. Did not make an appearance.
I thought you told the twoof, too.
I wish I was, and then I parlayed that movie into this job. What a move. What a decline.
What a move.
A true Hollywood story about
you slap
I
Chris
go
Rock.
From starring in that movie to dealing with Grady.
Did you dealing with Grady the caller? Did either one of you see Odyssey? I'm sure you did.
I did. I saw it Friday night. I enjoyed it quite a bit. It's well done. No one.
Did you watch it on one of those super screens?
They're unavailable right now. Houston has a couple IMAX spots,
but
it's not even the real one they tell you to watch on. You have to go to Dallas for that. Yeah, we don't have a 70mm plus the projector. That is what Nolan would love everyone to watch it on. There's just not many available across the country, certainly not in Houston. So I watched it. I liked it.
So you liked the movie?
I did quite a bit, yeah. I mean, you know the story. I mean, of course, it's a story that's been told over 3,000 years.
Yeah,
with
I know
different,
the story from Cliff Notes.
Sure, and there have been different translations, and Nolan put his own twist on it. It's pretty much... at least what you take from it. Go ahead, John.
Did you see Elon is going to give Mel Gibson $100 million to make an accurate movie?
Elon's got to stop trying so hard.
Because he didn't like some of the casting?
I mean, yeah.
Is
that why?
Yes,
I don't know why
he
wants.
100% why, okay. Yes. Yeah. It's made $267
million. And how accurate is it to The Odyssey?
Well, there are so many different translations of The Odyssey, right. Depending on the... And it sets up different it's all generally the same, but people, because it's been told over 3,000 years, people interpret it differently. And I think this one, a lot of it was based off of, I think her name is Emily Wilson. I think that's the translation that Nolan seems to be following, and that might have made people upset.
I got news for you. There's lots of books that they change they don't follow the book. They don't follow the Odyssey. They don't follow books. They change books when they make movies out of books. They'll
when they adapt
things.
The movie or the book to the movie.
Adaptations change all the time. Like all this gnashing of teeth. Either watch it or don't. I don't care. It made $267 million. I'll eventually watch it when my wife finishes reading. Oh, read it first. The books are like, oh my God, you think you're so much better. Now, happy birthday to my wife today.
Oh, happy birthday, Nicole.
Happy birthday, but oh my God, stop reading books.
But yeah,
you think you're so much better than everyone.
She does puzzles and
she does.
Reads
she feels like
nonstop.
She's better than everyone because she reads books.
Reads books. Like, Lance, you should really. I was saying something about what show was I watching? I'm watching some show. She said, you should really read that book. No, I'm going to watch the show. I'm not going to read the book ever.
Don't
Stop
tell
me
to
read books. I'm not reading.
Stop telling me to
Reading's
read.
Reading's over. If I'm going to read a book, I'm going to listen to it. Okay? My reading is hearing now.
I have to read what Ryan Clark wrote, not that.
Yeah, I read subtitles.
Yeah, when I watch a Korean language television show, I read the subtitles.
I do read in
culture.
A way.
Well, that's what we call it.
Yeah, right. So why even
When I watch Peaky Blinders, I read.
Oh, I read Game of Thrones now, too. I read most of the time, unfortunately. I've got that. I'm like, you got to turn it off and focus on just what they're saying. I don't know. It's just too many of us do it. But I was going to say, do you know Christopher Nolan, one of his favorite movies ever, that he said he thinks is a masterpiece of directing, is La La Land.
I did not know
he
that.
He said, I just learned it today. He watched it three or four times. He said, it's like a masterpiece.
I never saw it.
La La Land. You know, it's actually pretty good. It's a musical. It's actually pretty good. It took a lot of crap at the time.
It lost me at musical.
Yeah, for me, I'm the same. I don't like you using music to move along the story, honestly.
Okay, well, it is a musical. Be prepared. Okay. And that's probably why it took some of the bullets it did, but... it's not completely like
it was also in the same Oscar season as Moonlight, and we remember
the Oscar
the
so
issue.
White.
Yeah,
and all that stuff.
Then we had
which movie won?
Moonlight.
It was announced as
La La Land,
but
and then they changed it.
But
to Moonlight.
It was actually Moonlight. It was just, I don't know what the mistake
tremendous
was.
Tremendous chaos
but, yeah.
after the announcement. I watched Moonlight. It's funny. Most of the people cheering for Moonlight, I feel like, didn't watch Moonlight based
I
on
did.
The. You did,
yeah.
But you watch movies.
I do.
The numbers were not good.
What was
good
Moonlight?
For
I didn't watch that either.
It was
a coming of age following of a young man.
Yep. Young black man.
Oh, with
man.
A lion or something?
No. A young black man in South Florida, was it?
Yeah.
And you see his adolescence. He's gay.
He's a hard
And
character.
You just see how
he's a tough guy.
How he has to deal with being gay as a young man, and that, and he grows up, and all the things that come with it being from where he's from, and how it's not as accepted as in other places.
Yeah, it's a good artsy movie.
Yeah,
those movies typically don't win best.
He's
picture
a gay though. Tough guy.
Oh yeah,
yes he would. He would knock
he's
you out.
A,
if
he's
you,
a gangster.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a gangster. So it looks at something that's pretty unique. You'd never really seen it really in movies.
Right.
So it's good. It's just it was an art. It's more artsy. There's no way a lot of the people who are praising it even watched it. I saw the numbers. It wasn't, and no one ever talks about it to this day. No one ever talks about, of course, they don't really talk about La La Land much either, I guess, but I don't know. Movies for the Oscars.
Well, they screwed that up so bad, I thought La La Land won the Oscar.
So did everyone else for
so
about a minute
for
or 30
for
seconds.
For about a minute.
Yeah.
And then they went to this.
Wait, that was the war.
A VAR?
They went to the VAR. Yeah. I just saw somebody on the screen go to the VAR, and then the guy went over and was watching, and he came back, and he had to back off all the...
Mistaken identity.
He had to back off everyone from you know how they do with the
you
teams?
Had, like, you had Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone
Ryan Gosling
yelling
go
at
over
him.
There, and you moonlighting people go over there.
Barry Jenkins, relax.
He turned on... After review of the VAR... It was a mispronounced name.
Mistaken identity.
Mistaken identity.
Warren Beatty got a red card.
It was Warren Beatty.
That's right.
He sent off
the equivalent of stamping on the back of someone's Achilles.
That's right. It was
Get
Warren,
out of here.
It was Warren Beatty. How do you misread?
I don't know.
You can't. That was
because they
so
gave
suspect.
Him the wrong card.
They gave him the
That's
wrong
why
card.
That the people who do the Oscar, they got fired. All of them got fired. That company got fired.
Well, yeah, especially at that time where it was like, everyone was super sensitive, like, oh, my God, you idiots.
Well, that's a pretty big mistake.
Get him out of here. Oh, it's
the
a huge
best
mistake.
Picture? Yeah, you can't screw that up.
It's all a right. mistake. You know, it's a real good thing is Taqueria's around us.
Oh, it's a great thing. And Taqueria's around us. You know what? If you have a party, if you had an Oscar party, if you got you're going to watch, let's say, the first week of the college football season or pro football season, you want to have things catered. They can do. You can click catering on their front page and set up large scale catering. It could be office lunches. It could be anything. But Taqueria Sarandas will set up catering for you at large events, at birthday parties, quinceañeras. You can have, you know, like I said, office meetings. It could be anything. Or you can just go pick up. Maybe you got about eight buddies coming over. You're going to watch a UFC or something. Just go pick it up, man. Just go pick up a big order and bring it back over to the home. Or, you know, you can always just go to a Taqueria Serrano's and watch your favorite sporting events because they welcome you in. They're going to have the biggest sports events on their televisions at any and all of their locations. If you don't have it on, just ask the bartender or ask a manager, and they'll put it on for you. They've got great offers going on right now with their authentic Mexican food and some Tex-Mex specials that they have put on the menu as well. Your favorite margaritas, variety of different types of margaritas, beers, mixed drinks. They want you to enjoy yourself. They're going to make it affordable. And so you've got this authentic flavor, this sabor, the flavor you crave at very reasonable prices and over 20 locations to choose from. All you have to do is go to TaqueriaSerrandas.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, this is our penultimate segment, which means second to last. What did, Puka, we miss Puka. Is that really the bite?
That's what Florio
says. Puka gave that girl?
He said the picture, there was an initial picture closer to when the incident occurred where it was in black and white, but this is the first, like, color photo we've seen. And
Florio's
saying
that
is
a real bite.
I don't think dentists get better impressions.
Dude,
like, when they're trying to figure out.
What is wrong with that dude, honestly?
Well, he had to step away, remember?
Holy crap. I mean, you want to talk. For those of you who haven't seen it, well, Puka was. Puka bit this woman, I mean, so hard, every single tooth is in her back, and you can see the outline. I mean, it is deep.
I hope she sues him and makes a lot of money. This is just terrible. What are we doing?
I mean, holy crap. Why did he bite her? Do we know?
His lawyer called it roughhousing.
Just joking, just goofing.
Just some goofing around.
You know, like when you bite your friends, like when you bit Yanni that one time. Real hard.
I've never bit Yanni. Never.
Dana ever bite you? Real hard.
Never. Never happened. Nope. Well,
that's just standard roughhousing, guys.
Well, this is a female he's biting.
Doesn't matter. Had he bit one of his boys, that's still not okay. Like, I didn't. Okay, well, that changes things. He shouldn't have bit her like that. Just bite your, like, Devontae Adams. Get a big bite like that out of him.
No, because he'd get his ass kicked.
Yeah, what's he doing? Honestly.
That is so... I mean, that's going to cost him... How much is... They haven't settled yet, have they?
No. So the circumstances were following a dinner. Nakua is alleged to have latched onto Adiabi, that's the woman's last name, shoulder, as they were in the back of a Sprinter van on their way to another location. And, of course, that changed how the night was going.
That's not roughhousing.
Horseplay.
That's assault.
That was the term his lawyer used. Horseplay. Mutual horseplay is what the lawyer called it.
That's not mutual horseplay. Anybody does that to you in a
that
you
is
know,
crazy.
That's not
it's that bad.
Well,
I haven't seen it yet.
Is it on Pro Football Talk?
It's on the rundown, but yeah, Pro Football Talk. But yeah, it'll take you to a New York Post article on it. But
well,
yeah.
and then he had the Jewish stuff. He had, you know, with the YouTubers.
The streamer, yeah.
Yep. So one of the topics here I heard was, do you give him a contract? Does he get that big contract here? Because can you trust him?
Well, he's going to.
Since he went into this rehab place, he went to rehab his personality, I think. He went to personality rehab.
Hmm.
And since then, you haven't heard from him.
That was probably one of the Rams' conditions. You got to take a step back.
Yeah,
You can't be public.
Don't talk to anyone. Don't bite anyone.
Did you
have to tell your best player to not bite anyone?
Yeah, that's typically not great.
Well, I'm sure the Uruguayans had to say that to Luis Suarez. Yeah.
He was a biter. He was a known biter also.
He did that in World Cups.
Yeah.
So maybe it's only Nakua and and Suarez that I know of. As far as guys a part of team sports, of course, you know about Tyson in a fight. But as far as team sports are concerned, telling a star not to bite someone, I think it's these
That's
two.
You shouldn't have to do that.
You shouldn't have to tell people not to bite each other, I think.
I would just tell.
Especially when you're going to pay them $100-some million.
Like $40 million a year or whatever he'll get as a wide receiver. I would tell people who haven't seen it, just take a look. Look, it is an impression a dentist would get when they're taking photos of your mouth.
Yeah, it looks like a mouthpiece.
Yeah, it looks like he bit down for his mouthpiece for the upcoming season.
It's that bad.
Yes.
All right. I'll find it.
You got to see it.
It's every tooth. It's every tooth with pretty clearly seen on her skin. Like he took a full-on chomp.
I mean, it's bad. And red, deep red on the bottom.
It's nuts. He's also got the other thing where his significant other is being very public about apparently his lack of attention while she was having a baby. So he's got a couple things going on. She's taken to social media to blast the pivot for their comments on her. And so he has that as well, along with having to take a step back and, I guess, go to some type of personality wellness rehab.
Yeah. I mean,
personality wellness. That means you're an ass.
Yes.
And you're also,
stop being a D.
A hole.
Yes.
And that's what he is. And they're like, can we rehab a-hole? We're going to try it. This guy gets too many buckets. This guy gets a lot of buckets for us.
We're all in. Did you see?
We're all in with Puka. He did like this whole Jewish dance that he did. It was a very stereotypically negative thing. And he had to, I know, he bit a woman. I know.
But we traded for Miles Garrett.
You see him? And we got Devontae's up after this year.
We brought in the corners.
We spent a first rounder on.
This might be Stafford's last year.
Duffy, this could be his last year. The guy's going to get 130 targets. What do you want us to do?
Well, let's send him to A-hole rehab.
Send him to A-hole rehab.
See what he's like when he comes out.
Is he going for drugs or alcohol?
No, just
personality rehab.
Right.
You're going to fix a-hole? Have y'all ever seen somebody fix their personality?
Not in one off season.
It's happened usually when they come out of prison.
Yeah, you get older. Okay. Yeah.
Brendan Sorsby.
Akeem went to Mecca. Well,
but it took 2 weeks, remember?
He had a religious experience.
Akeem went to Mecca.
Yes.
And actually, that's a well-known thing is that his teammates will always say, he's a completely different guy. Puka may need to go to Mecca. Mecca that Olajuwon went to, that's where he may need to go.
Is Mecca in Laurel Canyon?
Because Dream used to just punch people in the face. Yeah, it needs to be closer probably.
I think you should start by being Muslim if you're going to go to Mecca.
But. Don't use Mecca.
Can't just do that?
Yes. Yeah.
Go to Mecca and
Mecca
you're not
is
an
not,
a-hole anymore?
I don't think it's a-hole rehab.
I think it defeats the point.
It's got something to do with Muslim religion.
Okay, what about Joel Osteen? Can he hook it up?
Maybe.
What other a-hole? I'm trying to think of a-hole rehab stuff.
Now, Puka went to Brigham Young, so maybe he doesn't want to hear from Osteen.
That's true.
He may want to hear.
I don't think he wants to hear from anybody.
Probably not, but he's got to now.
Mecca either.
Yeah, unlikely.
No, that's, yeah, right. Well, I'm just trying to, you know, it's helped Olajuwon.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true, but Dream maybe.
He was a very angry guy, and then he, like, chilled out and won championships.
Is there a version of that in Utah he can go to? The Latter-day Saints version
of
it.
He's really down with the Latter-day Saints anyway. You think he's practicing?
I mean, he grew up.
Strike you as a guy who's practicing.
I mean, he grew up in Vegas and then went to Provo, Utah. So maybe he's Polynesian. That plays a big part in that community.
He kind of forced over to Utah. You see, you got Oregon, BYU, Utah, basically some Pac-12 schools.
Yeah.
USC, UCLA. We're kind of running out of schools for you now.
Maybe
if you're not good, Hawaii.
Maybe he should go on a mission.
Malanoa
went
to Miami.
BYU, he should go on a mission.
The Rams ain't got time for a 2-year mission.
Who's doing time for a mission?
You think they want to bring him back and Ty Simpson's the quarterback?
Maybe a quick 2-week mission.
Hold on, Puka riding a bike in short sleeve shirts, riding a bicycle down Westheimer, headed somewhere to. Puka's at my front door. I'm trying to avoid Puka because I don't want to talk about...
The missions in Westheimer?
Yeah.
In the Galleria area as well? Yeah.
White shirt and black tie on?
Yeah, with the tie and the short sleeve shirt. I'm like, oh my God, Puka's at the door. I don't want to answer. And they'll try to tell me about the religion.
He's got a watchtower in his hand.
Is he? Oh no. Is Puka... What's the other one that got me? when I tried to act like I had a Russian accent and the lady starts speaking Russian. Not
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Jehovah's Witnesses. Be careful. Don't try to act like you speak another language, because I'm telling you, they speak languages.
They started speaking in Russian.
I had a fake accent, like I don't understand. And this lady, and this black lady in the back goes, and she's starting like, oh, hold on 1 minute. I got no real Russian. I had to just do a fake. I'm like, 1 second. Let me. I had to close the door and like, what do I do now? She has called my bluff. I have nowhere to turn. I have no outs. No outs.
Zero outs.
You know, it's like a poker, John. When you know someone has called your bluff, you just fold.
Just fold your hand.
And I just folded fold. Immediately. Said, can't
close the door.
I'm on the phone. Bye. Like, oh, my God. I just stuck with the – I should have just come out. She would have respected me more and said, look, I just don't want to do this. But shout out to you. I really should have said, hey, listen.
Hey, good.
Shout out to you knowing Russian. Because I did not
Kerry
see that
Russell anymore. And Michael Reese, when it says cut, all of a sudden the accent disappears and they're speaking regular English again. I see he's from Wales, but that's what you should have done.
I know.
Hey, this was just a role I'm working on.
Yeah, I'm just spitballing this.
Yeah.
Hey, big now,
what
ups
do
you want
to talk about? Come on inside.
Big ups
to college football here. I'd love to be watching this college football, but come on inside and let's go over the Bible for a while.
Big ups to your league, Lance.
Made
$14.5 billion in revenue last year.
Ooh.
But let's make sure, let's cut all of everybody on the NFL Network.
No,
they made more in 2025.
That's ESPN. Friend, that's ESPN's property.
There
now.
It is. Clean
Tell
it
Wendy.
Up.
Talk to Wendy about that.
The NFL made more in 2025 than the NBA, Major League Baseball, and NHL combined. They made more.
They make a lot of money because they spend a lot.
Well, they don't really spend that much. They put it in their pocket.
There's no
boy.
No,
it's
no
good to
be today.
It's good to be Hannah right now.
Hey, let's just end the show here. Let's get one phone call in the show, and you don't have to do News of the Weird today.
Okay.
You don't want to.
People
do news
love
of the weird.
News of the Weird.
No, well, it's 9:58.
Do you have somewhere to go, Lance?
It's 9:59. Yeah, I got to take my. I have to leave anyway. My daughter and son have to get driver's license.
Oh, good
drive
luck,
to Rosenberg.
Huh. You have to, or is that the best place to go?
It's the best place to go. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, we can't do News of the Weird because we're out of time.
That's right.
We are done.
You don't want to take one of these calls?
Oh, you got calls?
Yeah. Right. Spencer PD. Well, you can take both if you want, but Spencer PD.
Spencer, what's up?
What's up, gentlemen? So the Astros are in a weird situation where they're not very good and they're not going to make the playoffs. And with the trade market that's out there, everything I read looks like they could get a pretty good haul for Walker, Pena, and Paredes. And the worst-case scenario for the Houston Astros is that they don't trade them. Next season, there's a lockout, and then 2028 comes back, and they're all free agents and gone. And the Astros did absolutely nothing.
I didn't think about the lockout. You almost have to do a deal now.
Yep.
Oh, my God. They're not going to, John. They're not going to because they're buyers. They're getting a left-hand bat. And there is 100% going to be a lockout, and it's going to last a long time. But that doesn't count as service time, though.
No.
That's going to be negotiated. That'll be negotiated.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
No, if they don't play, it won't be service time. Wow. Yeah, it's time. Are you kidding? You have to buy now. This is the last baseball you'll see.
You have to buy?
That's not what he was advocating for.
No.
Yeah, you have to buy
now. No, we got
to
sell.
No, you got to
sell, Mortimer, sell.
No way. They're buying. They got to win now because we won't have any baseball.
You got to keep winning. And by the way,
you buy now and you pick up contracts because the salary cap is going to be much higher.
That's what the Astros do. Pick up
contracts. Is that the goal? Is that what you think the owner is looking for?
They didn't just make two moves to shave money off. Instead, they shaved money off so that they could actually add more money.
Yes.
Okay.
You can't add Scooble if you still have McCullers.
Nope, too much Trouble.
Right. That's why they got rid of McCullers, to add Scooble and win the whole thing.
And Grady out there believes what you're saying because some people don't get the show.
Right. Who's on? Is PD here?
Yes.
P, PD, it's a great way to end the show with PD. What's up, PD?
Hey, man. Y'all remember y'all were talking about Borat about 2 weeks ago?
About Borat? Yeah. Okay.
I would have called earlier, but I almost cut off my finger and I had to get that fixed.
Oh, but, wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Hold on. How'd you almost cut off your finger? Were you high?
And drunk, yes.
I
was trying to. Yeah, I was trying to clean up a mess, and
okay,
I hit a bush beans lid.
Okay,
and I had to pee in my kitchen, so I wouldn't. I mean, I had to pee, not in my kitchen, but I hit the lid, and it was a bloody mess.
Oh,
and then it got infected.
I still don't know what happened, but go ahead. What did you want to talk about Borat?
Yeah, I saw this movie with him, and if you check out his IBMs, it was about the terrorist attack when they did the Olympics, 72, I think.
Yeah.
It's a good watch. You ought to watch it. It's not funny. He was a Mossad agent.
Right. Well, he was also...
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he was a Mossad agent in The Spy, too. He's really good. There's a series called The Spy you should watch. He's really good in that.
And that's what I watched.
Yeah. All right, PJ, PD. That was... PD, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, that was something, I think.
He's a box of chocolates.
Which
you never know what you're going to get.
Was it caramel filled or coconut? What do you think this was? Nougat? You think this one was nougat filled? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little nuts. All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes are next right here on ESPN 97. That's News of the Weird right there. All right, Mopey and Mapes next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.